People will always want books, I think. Want to have and to hold them, made out of wood, paper, breathing forests. Will want the fabric covers and cotton pages, stitched with blue fields of flaxen thread folded into calf leather. And here comes, ambling on great grey Yorkshire hooves, a breed of horse sadly now extinct, that smell of glue to summon up the knacker's yards of yesteryear, though fish or rabbit glues will equally do. People will want the material culture of books, even its polymers and plastics, the made objects, incorporating visual arts of design and display developed by the book publishing and retail industries for us to see and value them. Bookshops and libraries will have their place, despite Amazon and budget cuts, Google and handheld devices, Wikipedia and dwindling attention spans. My local library, the Durning in Kennington, saved me from school and home. It gave me a place of escape. Saturdays, my sport was reading there. Will there be a sporting chance, a place for literature in the future? If the future lies less in the book as object and more in reading and writing as activity, one task for literature will be to turn from its bookish past to the future of our digital society and explore the place and placelessness of that. I've heard tell of the psychopathology of answering machines, the ghost-in-the-machine poetry of microprocessors, but I watch the use of Facebook profiling by editorial committees. What is our demographic looking for? There'll be an algorithm for that. On the other hand, how much of the literature I read sits in the past, even the recent past? The simple past tense of narration, he said, can be taken into the present, say. But what is that hypothetical story that sits in the future tense? One morning, as Gregor Samsa is waking up from anxious dreams, he will discover that in bed he has been changed into a monstrous, verminous bug. I must try it. But even futuristic novels like George Orwell's 1984 feel anchored in 1948, the time they came out. Were you worried by the nuclear age? I was. I couldn't read enough sci-fi to try and get a fix on what a post-nuclear holocaust might look like. What would it look like? Imagine. Colonies among the stars. Sci-fi then had not quite got to grips with the post-colonial scruples of people like me now. Even that recent past is another country. And that's what I get to see in literature. Pasts, even fearful ones, made palpable in pulp fiction. At a dinner recently, a Croatian novelist thought the future of literature consists in it turning to dust. Superficial and without weight, it would blow away. A Russian novelist objected that some literature is entertainment, light and for the present, but some is serious, has weight and will survive. That survival into the future gives us all hope. And there's a great back catalogue oriented, like hope, towards what's to come. Literature will survive, I think, into the future, as it has in the past, as a gift from one generation to another.